Fire can purify, and it can also destroy. Water, if you've been watching the floods in the Dakotas, certainly can destroy. But water also provides very, very valuable assistance to the human body in a number of ways. I first started thinking here in John chapter 13 about the water that was put into the basin. All the good things connected with water. But then all week they were talking about the floods destroying homes and damaging crops. And I thought, well, surely the Lord must have some better meaning here in the use of water when it came to the foot washing. Certainly that it would destroy sin, but also it purifies, it cleanses. There's a lot of benefits to the human body from water. Most people don't quite get the benefits of drinking water. They usually think that water is only needed when you feel thirsty, and there really couldn't be a bigger mistake than that. If you're thirsty, you're already in need of water. Can anyone guess today about what percentage of your body is water? 70? 98? 90? Well, my information here says about 66%. Somewhere in that area. Our muscles contain about 75% water. Our brain tissue contains about 85% water. 83% of our blood is water. And 22% of our bones is water. So you have a lot of water in you. That's the point I'm making. And because our body contains so much water, it's vital to keep drinking plenty of water. Without it, we would dehydrate. Dehydration causes our organs not to function properly. Eventually, that could lead to death in extreme cases. Quickly this morning, let me remind you of seven benefits of water. It helps to keep your brain healthy. If there are times when I seem to have a long pause up front, it may be because I need some more water. Our brain tissue contains about what percentage of water? 85% or so. So drinking water regularly, not just occasionally, helps to keep the brain functioning properly. Studies have shown that not drinking enough water can be a key element in causing headaches, migraines, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression. Imagine that. Something else that water does, it regulates body temperature. Especially during exercise. You ever notice you sweat when you exercise? You lose water through your breathing and simple sweating. As the sweat evaporates, your body cools. And replenishing the water lost during exercise is crucial for physical performance and good health. Now, is there anyone here who is exercising so much that you're losing your water? Well, even on a windy day, the body pours, excrete the moisture, and you lose water that way. So you need to be drinking about how much water a day? 8 glasses a day. What if you're a little bitty person? Like Megan back here. Or if you're a big, strong, stout person like me. You had to ask me a difficult question. I would say so. I don't believe you can drink too much water if you're drinking 8 or 10 glasses a day, can you, doctor? So all of these fluids go inside the body. Now our kidneys, they function in a special way. They remove waste from our bodies. They help to flush out toxins such as uric acid. urea, lactic acid, the kidneys take out of our bloodstream. But these toxins are also harmful burdens on other systems in the body. But drinking water regularly helps the kidneys to work and keep us pollution free. And I like this one. Drinking water regularly helps decrease the risk of heart attacks. Loma Linda University completed a study of more than 20,000 healthy men and women and found that people who drank more than 5 glasses of water a day are less likely to die from a heart attack than people who drink less than 2. A fifth benefit to drinking water is that it raises your metabolism, and that contributes to digestion and the first chemical process that takes place in metabolism with food is digestion in the mouth. This process prepares the nutrients in the food to be absorbed by the body and transformed into energy. Drinking plenty of water is essential to maintain a good digestion, which in turn keeps your metabolism going, and it results in more energy. So drink more water and have more energy. How about fresh skin and healthy skin? How much of the body is covered with skin? That's a Stover question there. But water primarily stimulates the circulation of the blood, the fluids, all the other necessary elements inside of our body. It also controls and regulates the skin's natural balance. When water is warm, it has the power to hydrate, revitalize, detoxify, and oxygenate the skin. Warm water also helps to get rid of blackheads. It makes large pores smaller. Drinking water makes the body more relaxed and invigorated. It replaces the moisture lost due to everyday activities. Simply put, drinking water is a tremendous benefit for skin. And number 7 on my list this morning. Do you believe you can lose weight by drinking water? Studies have shown that drinking water is important if you are trying to lose weight. Other studies have shown that thirst and hunger sensations are all triggered together. If there is just a slight dehydration, the thirst mechanism may be mistaken for hunger, and one may eat food when the body is actually craving fluid. As most foods contain some water, if one doesn't drink much, they may be subconsciously driven to eat more to gain the necessary water supply. However, you also gain the undesired effects of increased caloric consumption. So, drinking more water can help to prevent overeating and benefits weight loss. You didn't know you were coming to a health class today, did you? Now, all 7 of these benefits are easy to understand, easy to accept. But in our scripture reading today, there's another benefit that comes from the use of water. And it is my desire that every time you drink water, or every time you bathe in water, you will be reminded of what we're going to talk about next. All the physical benefits of water are good, powerful, and we each should drink more water. But there's also another element here. We find it at the Last Supper. Sherry read the scripture here in John chapter 13. The Bible says this happened at a particular time in Jesus' life. He knew what was going to happen. He would soon die. The disciples would soon be left alone. He knew that Judas' death would take place. He wanted to leave those people something of a lasting content, something that they could grab hold of, something that they could see daily, Now, I know in our church we don't practice communion daily. We could. We just choose to do it once every 3 months. It might be beneficial to some of us to do it much more often. But each day and several times during the day, if you will listen to me and if you will do what I suggest today, you can have a vivid, living memory of what took place back then in your own presence daily. I see Jesus taking that pan. The water has been poured in the pan. He begins with the disciples. He begins with the disciples' feet. I suppose he could have taken a towel. He could have wet the towel. And he could have scrubbed the feet with a wet towel and then washed that out and went to the next one and scrubbed his feet with the cloth. But what the Bible says here in John chapter 13 is that he poured the water into a basin and he began to wash the disciples' feet and then to wipe them, to dry them with that towel. I'm going to tell you today, I'm not just going to suggest, but I'm going to tell you today, there is great benefit of water being on the outside of your body. Well, how and why? That water poured into that basin was normal water. It had sat over by itself. It was brought there for the purpose of washing feet. There was nothing, quote, holy about that particular water. But I'm telling you, when Jesus' hands touched that water, the created and the creator met together. It's still normal water. It's not holy water. But the purpose of the water becomes holy. Just as taking water inside the body temple has a holy meaning. Water outside the body, and in this case on the communion Sabbath, and with the washing of one another's feet, that water serves a very distinctive and holy purpose. You've heard other pastors talk about this, and I've spoken on it here myself. How that it signifies and symbolizes. It means a servanthood ministry, that we are willing to serve each other in ministry. And biblically, that is the first meaning here of the text. But also staying with the scripture, there is some more meaning here. Jesus wants those men to be clean, to be spiritually clean. He doesn't want any of those men to miss out on heaven. One man has already missed out on it, Judas. He's gone. His fate, I suppose by this time, is being sealed. Jesus looks forward to the day, if he makes it through the tomb, of being with all those disciples. He knows where he's been. He knows where he wants to go. His prayer has been and will be, Lord, let those you've given to me be with me where I'm going. When he washed their feet, they were, now listen to me, ceremonially clean. They were ritualistically clean. But they were also really clean. That water represented more than just taking the dirt off of their feet. The water represented more on the outside than just one disciple being subservient to the other disciple. There was a spiritual cleansing in the lesson that Jesus was giving. I don't believe he would have given this unless there had been that particular lesson. I promise you, 90% of those of you today who knew we were having communion, you made sure before you left the house that your feet are clean. You don't want anybody seeing the fuzz on the bottom of your feet or anything else that's there. But there is a different meaning here. When your feet are washed today by someone else that you love and care about, you are spiritually clean. No other product can do this. Jesus simply chose to use water. He could have chosen some other things. I don't know what he could have chosen. They didn't have... ivory soap and Dawn dishwashing liquid and other things back in those days, but they had cleaners. As much as we like lemon and we like vinegar and other things, he didn't choose any of those things. He used what was nearest at hand. He used plain, common, simple H2O, good old water. And as he washed their feet with water that is likewise available to you every day, as you drink the water, as you see rivers of water, as you see ponds and lakes full of water, let it be a reminder to you of God's abundant grace and mercy, and that you can be spiritually clean each day. There's no excuse to be unclean. There's no excuse not to be ready for the kingdom of heaven. If the Lord comes and we are not clean, it is not his fault. And through the daily reminder of water on the inside and outside, I challenge you to recognize that God is all merciful, all loving, all plentiful, and he provides the very basic necessities of physical life and spiritual life, and he wants you to live the abundant life.